Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and Fast Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the Managing Safety Podcast. This is Amy Loboda, your host. I'm here at Oshkosh 2012 with J. Scott Merritt. He's the founder and president of Voice Flight Systems. Voice Flight Systems, you're telling me that you can talk to the airplane and it will now tune its nav and comms itself?
We developed a system that allows you to put waypoints into the Garmin 430 and 530 using your voice rather than the tedious knob twisting that is conventionally used on those units. We find that the putting it in with the speech is so much faster and allows you to concentrate on flying the aircraft rather than focusing on the screen. I was flying a Seneca for quite a while in hired IFR, and I found that putting in the flight plans and especially amendments to your route became a real problem from a safety perspective because I wasn't able to concentrate on the other flying duties while I was trying to dial the knobs for every single character for all the waypoints in the flight plan.
Oh, you're absolutely right. As a flight instructor, I noticed immediately when particularly the 530s came into play, and this is almost a decade ago now, that's actually almost a legacy unit, that people suddenly were so much more inside the airplane. And it was a real sweat producer for some very good instrument pilots who were suddenly tasked with, like you said, the tediousness of trying to get these waypoints in. Now, you've developed a FAA certified, that means TSO'd, module that actually recognizes people's speech. That had to take some doing.
It did take some doing. We had to talk to the FAA, and they actually issued a white paper because we were the very first speech recognition system that was certified by the FAA. So we had to go to Oklahoma City and have a white paper generated on how to do speech recognition and what the parameters of an acceptable aviation speech recognition system are. And one of the critical criteria is it has to recognize almost perfectly because you don't have time to go back and fix things and watch what's going on, things like that. Our system has an STC, and we also have an AML that applies to that STC that allows us to handle hundreds of aircraft, just about any aircraft under 6,000 pounds. We have an AML that allows you to install the voice flight system on it.
That's incredible. That's years worth of work.
Unfortunately, it's many, many years, many more than we would have liked or hoped.
Tell me a little bit about how you got it to recognize different voices. I mean, that's hard. I've used drag and dictate. I've tried to get my computer to type for me, and it just never works for me.
Yes. Well, we recognized that going in that as an aviation speech recognition product, we had to set a new bar on how speech recognition worked and how well it worked. One of the things we did is we went out and actually flew with numerous aircraft and recorded speech in flight so that we could test the system, make sure that it worked in speech. The other thing we did is we carefully designed the syntax that we use so it's carefully constrained and use the ICAO alphabet so everything is phonetically distinct and we can recognize it more easily than random statements that people might make. So it's a very small syntax specifically for this application, and it actually recognizes faster than you can speak. You cannot speak faster than it can recognize.
That's wild. So when I want to put in ABC, I have to say Alpha Bravo Charlie.
That's correct. It's Alpha Bravo Charlie, as fast as you can say it, Alpha Bravo Charlie, and it'll get it every time.
So now when you get a reroute from ATC, what's the procedure for you in your Seneca?
We put in a specific procedure for reroutes, and that allows you to select a waypoint that's in your flight plan. Like if ATC says upon reaching Albany, do something else. So you specify, you say select Albany, and you erase the remainder of the flight plan, and then you just put in the new routing. And one of the things that's key to the critical making the voice flight easy to use is it automatically expands Victor Airways for you. So instead of having to look at your chart and dial in every single waypoint along the airway, you simply say, if I'm going to from Hartford to Palm Beach, I would say Hotel Foxtrot Delta enter, Victor 3 enter, Papa Bravo India enter, and my entire flight plan will be populated down to Palm Beach in 10 seconds, just like that.
So you have magically allowed the Garmin 430s and 530s to understand what Victor 7 is now.
Absolutely. We have a small database that tells it what Victor 7 is, and it automatically puts all those waypoints in for you. Don't have to dial them in anymore.
So you've just turned it into an Avidyne and Integra with release 9.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But we basically attacked the two really difficult problems or significant shortcomings that we saw in the 530. And one is that it's extremely tedious to turn the knobs to put in the waypoints. And the second problem is that it didn't know what airways were, so you had to put every single waypoint in. We saw those as the two real problems with the 530. Other than that, it's just a wonderful device. So we attacked those two specific problems with a voice solution that works very well.
How much does this box weigh?
The box is less than a pound. It does not require any panel space. So if your panel is already full, it blind mounts behind the panel anywhere you've got space to put it.
And it's a plug-and-play solution in terms of where it goes into the flow of things with the 530?
The voice flight, what we did in the voice flight is we used the cross-fill link that's normally used to connect two 530s or 430s together. It allows you to transfer a flight plan back and forth. We sit in the middle of that cross-fill link and basically pretend to be another GPS. So we sit on the cross-fill link for the Garmin 430-530.
It doesn't prevent it from backfilling like it did before.
No, the cross-fill functionality of the Garmin is preserved, and in fact, we have special provisions in there, so if you pull the power on the voice flight, it still allows you to cross-fill between the Garmin, no problem.
That's wonderful. How long does it take for an avionics shop to install this?
Well, that depends on, number one, on the aircraft, and obviously whether the installer's done some installs before. The hardest problem is getting to the back of the GPS, obviously, and connecting those additional pins. If the panel is already apart, it's a matter of 14 wires, and it's easy. If you have to take the whole panel apart, then you can be talking like 8 hours or something like that to put it in.
And what is it going to cost, really?
The list price on the voice flight is $19.95. And the installer, obviously, we sell only through avionics installers. They can discount that as they choose, and then the installation time to put it in.
Okay, so not very long to put it in. And the really beautiful part about this, it absolutely needs a headset in the cockpit to really function well.
Yes, it's designed to work with the headset, which most pilots use these days anyway. And it uses the actual microphone from the pilot headset and transparently uses the voice from that into the voice flight.
Okay. What it's doing is it's keeping the pilot focused on flying the airplane. I mean, that's the beauty of it in the end. It stops him having to turn around, look at that. He can just write down what the new clearance is, and he can tell the box to put it in.
That's exactly right. He writes down the clearance and reads it back to the controller, and then he simply speaks it, and it's in a few seconds. And it used to be, you know, when you heard ATC say, stand by, I've got an amendment to your route, you'd start shaking because, you know, you're coming up on some additional waypoints, and you've got to be, you know, get the flight plan in. Now it's just a matter of seconds. Your new flight plan's in there, and you're off.
It's a really, really terrific product. J. Scott Merritt, founder and president of Voice Flight Systems, been working on this for what, a decade?
Yeah, it's pushing a decade, which is really sad from my perspective, but it's taken a long, long time.
Well, the good news is the FAA is on board with you. You're here at Oshkosh. You're selling a certified system, and I wish you the best of luck this week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.